All right, it's a tight fit, but we all made it. So welcome to SecurityGuyRadio.com, SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Gentlemen, what's your names?
So I'm Yevgeny Dimrov, CEO and co-founder of Armis.
Co-founder, okay.
And I'm Nadir Israel, CTO and co-founder of Armis.
Now, what does Armis do? Armis.com, A-R-M-I-S.com, by the way.
So actually, we started Armis to help organizations eliminate the IoT security blind spot and provide them the capability to control and see every device in their environment. And for us, it doesn't matter if it's a laptop, it's a phone, it's tablet, it's a wireless printer, smart TV, MRI machine, and really focusing on all those devices that you cannot put an agent on. That's where we focus, and we provide it in a frictionless way. And so just in a few minutes, you can see every device, every asset in your organization, and can really control it.
Now, let's say I'm Cisco, beautiful operation up there in Palo Alto, and I have a Deep Zero refrigerator that's on the internet because it helps fix my grocery list. Can you put that on and check it?
Yeah, so basically, I would say that in a corporate environment, which this could also find its way on,
right?
We would find all these devices. We would see both that refrigerator as well as, I don't know, any laptop or phone, for instance.
Because that's the traditional stuff. The phone, the laptop's traditional. And
yeah,
I'm worried about the non-traditional devices, exactly. But it sounds like you guys are covering that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like some of the examples that we are seeing lately, it's a lot of security cameras, wireless and wired, which are part of the network, connecting to other devices on the network, and are part of a botnet, like the Mirai botnet. One of the examples that showed actually how you can remotely leverage huge number of IoT devices connecting to organizations' networks to get access to the network, to their corporate network.
So back in the day when we had 250 cameras at Disneyland, at the park, and we had to watch them, analog, not a big threat. But now those cameras, and I have the small brain on the show, she has the larger brain. Help me get my head around this. Those cameras are computers, they're devices. We can string them all together and create a pathway to get onto my network if they're connected, correct?
Yes.
And we can also use a camera to attack a network now as a device, so to speak.
Yes, even in all likelihood, if there is any type or way in which one of these cameras is facing the internet, it will be infected with something within minutes, which is something
right.
We find in many organizational networks.
Now, when you call it the endpoint and the Internet of Things, what other type of devices are people bringing into the workplace that I'm not thinking about besides a phone and laptop? Those are the easy ones, but what other things are out there?
Well, so the more interesting I think we found is personal assistants that people kind of bring in, things like Amazon Echo or
stuff
like that. Yeah, people actually bring them from home, set them up, hook them up to the easiest internet access around, which is usually the corporate network.
Okay.
Executives actually tend to do this a lot. We see smart speakers. We see generally peripherals of all kinds.
Oh, smart speakers. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Because for employees, it's connectivity first. They bring those devices because they need to work and to work better. And the organization, for the way Armis helps the organization, is actually to allow every device safely on the network, not to create segmentations, but actually to allow everything, but to sanction those devices,
right.
To really monitor them in order to allow it on the network so the business can really use those printers, those personal assistants, those smart TVs, and every actually new device with every manufacturer that of a device that people just bring to the
environment.
Now,
this is my last dumb question. We're going to get to your smart questions in a minute. Why would Google, what's that thing called? Hey, Google, what do you call that thing? You just said it.
A Google Home?
Home. Yeah. Why would that have a vulnerability? Because it's Google. They make it. Wouldn't they be more safe on trying to protect that?
Well, I think it's the same question that we get from endpoints, right? I mean, Linux, Windows, all those have been around for a while, but still there are many vulnerabilities to them as well.
Okay.
The issue with these devices is that it's much harder to patch them, monitor that they're always up to date, make
right.
sure that they're not. And even if they are compromised, it's very hard to know that that's the case. You don't have the traditional kind of means to look at it, to monitor it, to understand it.
Yeah.
But one of the most important things is the diversity of the manufacturers and vendors. Because Google is one, and Google is doing a great work, a great, they have done, the Google researchers, the Google security team, they have done a great job on securing those devices. But the problem is that you have like hundreds and thousands of different manufacturers and new devices coming in every day. And the organization should have like a real solution for that, real solution. So whenever a new device comes to the environment and tries to connect to the network or just already part of the environment and connects to everything via Bluetooth, Zigbee, yeah, Wi-Fi, other protocols, the organization should know that, should know immediately what is this device, all the context around this device, what's the risk this device poses to the organization, and to act accordingly. This is something that organizations should really take measures right now and not wait with that, because this is the reality. What we see, and this is like numbers across financial institutions, healthcare organizations, insurance, we see that more than 40% of devices in the environment are actually unmanaged. Organizations,
40%?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I, you know, what we're seeing also is that there are more devices coming on. So, for example, the Apple Watch and the attention more on healthcare, medical conditions that require the monitoring of glucose levels, and even people with their dogs, that they put a collar on their dogs to understand how much exercise their dog is having each day.
Oh, yeah.
All of these devices, they bring them into the workplace. They have their dog cam. They're watching their dog on a separate phone, maybe dedicated for that. So my question is really the best description. Is it really that you are an inventory control? You help on-ramp and off-ramp all of the devices?
It's basically to have one central place to see every device, like you can call it like an inventory system, asset management, every single device, and have all the context around each of those devices, understand the vulnerabilities, the risk of those devices, and how do I build the right policy, the right process in my organization to allow them safely on the network.
Right. I would imagine, though, that healthcare is a incredible behemoth of an industry. You spoke about the MRI machines. So many more wireless devices being used by doctors and other healthcare professionals. How does your company plan to tackle that particular sector, especially as it pertains to HIPAA and PII, personal identifiable information, which, you know, is obviously highly regulated?
So I think there are actually two challenges there. One is figuring out everything that's there. We've had hospitals basically tell us that IT woke up one morning and 5,000 more infusion pumps were on the network. Vendor
wow.
installed them.
Wow.
They didn't know this happened.
Man.
And now they have to deal with it. So number one, to Evgeny's point, it's that visibility and control. But number two is that even once these devices are on the network, you need to know that these devices are not being used, even once authorized, authenticated, are not being used right now to compromise your organization.
Right.
And for that, Armis continuously monitors every device. We basically don't trust any device implicitly. We constantly monitor what they're doing, and we figure out immediately if they kind of break pattern and are indeed compromised.
Now, I'm a middle user on the IT level, and I want to get here and see what's going on. What am I going to be looking at? Am I looking at a dashboard with, you know, here's all your devices that are new. I'm sorting them by time online, when they went offline. How am I looking at the data and organizing it and then doing something about it?
So you basically get the customer gets a cloud dashboard that he can see all the organization across different sites. So also it's very important for organization to apply different policies for different sites, for different countries, or it depends on what's the site about, what's the specific business which is done there. So actually a central dashboard, you can see like, okay, how does my network really look like? You can dive into every specific device, understand it, who is the manufacturer, what's the exact risk profile of this device. It's actually based on a huge knowledge base that we've been building in the last 2 years. This was a huge challenge, but we have an entity inside our Armis, which is called Armis Labs, which is focusing on actually, those are really the creme de la creme of the researchers that we brought there. And that team is focusing on actually creating this knowledge base, researching more and more devices, different types of devices, vulnerabilities in those devices. And then actually our customers can really use this information to really to make their organization much safer.
Can a mid-level small company use you guys, or is that cost prohibitive, or who's your main client base?
So basically our target is medium to large
okay.
organizations. So we have companies with 500 and 600 employees, but also customers with 10,000, 20,000 employees and more. So,
wow.
So it's basically like, and just scaling more and more.
And it's just in real time, as real time can be, as far as the notifications and alerts and things?
Yeah. So from our perspective, the way we see it, and from actually our experience with our customers, this must be in real time. Because you need to act. If one of your devices is compromised, and it's now this device tries to interact with other devices on the network, your privileged devices on the network, you must act right now. Because after 10 minutes, maybe this device is just gone.
Right.
And you cannot trace back what happened. I mean, this is like part of the challenges that organizations face today.
Absolutely. So a USB that's in a drone, for example, you fly the drone near the facility and downloads information, the drone flies away, is sort of a simple example. But one thing I wanted to ask you when it comes to the inventory, I just read an article recently about the New York Department of Education mm-hmm. and so many laptops that were stolen. If entities quantify what they call asset loss, this is a very serious issue. How can your company's product and service be a solution to help companies with inventory control and to prevent those major asset losses?
Well, I think that it starts because at the end of the day, it starts from the fact that we can see all those devices. So I would flip it around to a more security-oriented use case for a second, just to give a different perspective. Basically, they would try and find things like their own devices that they haven't seen for a long time, and suddenly they see them again reappear. This can be a legitimate cybersecurity concern. But to your point, given that we're seeing all devices all the time, and we have kind of this ability to look back and show a history of a kind of a snapshot in time of every device and every inventory state they had before, they can very efficiently track devices that were once there but not again, all the devices we haven't seen in X amount of time, things like that. And they do use that, in fact, mainly
this is,
for
this,
that.
This is actually a good example of one of the policies, mm-hmm. like a device which we haven't seen in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a specific amount of time. This is a policy that you can do and get alert on specific device, which is part of the organization, like asset management system. It's a corporate device. And for us, it's everything. It's basically every device, every connected device. And once we have 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a specific amount of time that this device wasn't seen by our system, that then the IT gets alert and goes to really investigate. And we provide all the context for that.
Tuesday is our last show. We've done, boy, we must be pushing 50 right now, maybe 60. I feel better. I feel good today, end of the day.
Great.
Armis.com has this under control. What keeps you guys awake at night? What do you worry about? That's our last question.
I would say I think that we're worried about a very, very serious breach into a large corporation coming from this type of threat vector. All the signs are there. This has happened before even, but it's like we feel like this is waiting to happen, and that actually does.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, so it's going to, yeah. All right, excellent. Well, thanks for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Armis.com is website. Check these guys out. I like your thinking.
Thank you so much.
I feel safer.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks again.
Good luck.